This is North Shore Today for Monday, August 15, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today with some sunshine, temperatures in the mid-70s. The Institution for Savings is donating $400,000 to the Citizens Inn in Peabody. The Salem News is reporting that this donation to the nonprofit will fund programming and operational costs for the Haven from Hunger program. A Swampscott man was arrested in Gloucester Wednesday and charged with his fourth offense for drunken driving. Details in the Salem News report that 60-year-old John DeSantis reportedly hit and damaged a parked car on Eastern Avenue. Drivers in Peabody on Bartholomew Street can expect delays beginning today due to National Grid construction. Daily Item reports that parts of the street will be under construction to replace a gas line. GOP candidate Governor Jeff Deal has selected a running mate for Lieutenant Governor from the North Shore.
Well, you know, I did partner with Leah Allen, who was a former state representative. She's now my running mate for Lieutenant Governor. She's from Peabody originally, now living in Danvers with her husband and two kids. She's a nurse who actually was fired for not getting the vaccine. She was pregnant during the pandemic, was working on a COVID floor, actually, when the vaccines weren't available. When they became available, she was nursing her child and did not want to get the vaccine for fear of any effects on the child, and she was fired for that. So somebody who's living the same, you know, sort of nightmare scenario of the workforce, but she has experience on Beacon Hill as a state representative as well. She is really fired up to work with me to make sure that we listen to the people of Massachusetts, work for them, not special interest groups or the power brokers that tend to decide how things are going to go for us. And so, Leah Allen, I'm really proud, again, to have a North Shore person who's on the ticket with me, and I think people are going to be very pleased to see the work that she and I are able to do once we're in office.
Deal is seeking the Republican Party's nomination for governor in the September 6th primary election. Check back to our website right here at MSO News Sports throughout the day for news and sports updates. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox beat the Yankees 3-0 last night to take 2 out of 3 games from New York in the weekend series. The Sox play next at the Pirates tomorrow night. The Lynn Babe Ruth All-Stars are in Virginia, and they were 6-5 winners over the Virginia team yesterday. Today they are off. They're now 2-0, and their next game will be Tuesday morning against New Jersey. North Shore Baseball League Championship Series. The Peabody Champs beat the Beverly Rex last night 4-1. That best-of-7 series is now tied at 1. The series resumes tonight at 8 at Cooney Park. And in the Intertown League Championship Series, it's a best-of-5 game series. Hamilton Wenham is up on Manchester Essex now, 2-0. Game 3 is Wednesday at Patton Park at 5:30. The Mariners that would then need to take the next 3 games to win the series. That is sports, along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us on North Shore Today.